You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Damn,
a hard-fought 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
If you smell weed, Pat, you got to ring the bell.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. It's Monday Night Sports Talk. We're at the fair. Patrick's here. And he has to have a stick mic. He has to hold a mic in his hand because
yes,
he wants the freedom. He wants the theatrical freedom of being able to move around.
That's true. I was doing some research out in the crowd today, and I think there's a lot of people who have not yet discovered that Monday Night Sports Talk exists in the podcast form.
Well,
I think that
there's still people that don't think GL does.
They're still turning on the radio and wondering where the hell we are, and I try to tell them that that's probably not the deal. But in what is now a tradition, I did this research.
Yep.
And I asked our guy, Inge. There's Inge, back for year 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Inge.
His name is not Inge, Patrick. He goes now by the state fair name of The Experience.
The Experience.
Yeah.
Okay, he is The Experience. Well, I always ask him, how's the love life, Inge? Because he's gone through a few ladies. Well, we have a tale of that.
Are you going to tell it or is Inge?
I'm going to tell it because he won't shut up.
Yeah,
we don't want you. Just sit back.
You're the experience. Sit down.
I am going to tell the version that Inge gave me. Okay?
All right.
Inge was, as he's wont to do later in life, has met a young lady. I don't know how young, but he met a lady on the internet.
Okay.
On one of the dating sites.
Yep.
And they exchanged chats. Numerous times. And then they met in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
At a... He can weigh in.
He's the experience.
This was Diane.
Yeah.
This is Diane.
Jack and Diane.
So he meets Diane, and he's arranged for a nice little suite up on the 35th floor looking
the
over...
room.
What?
She booked the room.
Oh, okay, but you paid for it.
Hey, is this your story or mine?
Mine, as you told it. I don't want you to start telling it because it'll take 3 hours. You don't get to the point. Here's the point. Okay, they have a three-day romantic interlude.
Oh, boy.
I'm
Vegas
having a bad cartoon bubble.
They're happy to, they have this, everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's a romance with great...
Everything's fine!
It's a romance with great potential.
Yes, it is.
And then, last year at the State Fair, Inge sees Governor Walz walking down the pathway right here.
It's a street.
And he goes running after him.
Yep.
Governor Walz! You know, talk to me, Governor Walz. I want to talk to you, Governor Walz.
Right.
And Walz blows him off and doesn't pay any attention. So he sends the video of this to Diane. And Diane says, that guy is really an idiot. And Inge says, that's me. Apparently,
point of information.
Apparently, when they were in Vegas, she was interested in other body parts than his mug or something. But anyway,
Yes.
I object, Mr.
Ricey. Yes. What?
Number one, I posted it on Facebook,
okay.
This short video.
Oh, she saw it.
Posted it on Facebook.
She saw it. Okay.
She commented on it,
okay.
Saying, what a jerk. That guy, Walls, should have punched his lights out.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
She also gave me a text, sent me a text message.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that she didn't know it was me. So I sent her a text trying to explain, you know, my actions and everything.
Yes.
And that didn't go very well. And we did have a two-hour video chat that day after the fair.
Yeah.
We were going to make plans to talk again.
Yep.
After that video.
Yep.
Radio
gone.
That was it.
Gone.
Internet silence.
Angie snatching victory. defeat from the jaws of victory.
You should have never explained anything.
No.
Yeah, you know, it's better to lie, I guess.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, let her just thinking that the governor of Minnesota was running down the street.
Oh, that's my twin
with
brother.
An idiot screaming. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, experience.
Now, so otherwise, yep. Inge's now an eligible bachelor once again, right?
Yep.
Yes, there he is. He's all ours, and we ain't trading him.
There's me and that guy from Groundhog's Day.
He wants a new game last year called No Longer Married, but when we were, it seemed like forever.
And I told you, I'd deliver Mrs.
I know Inge. You would. I know you would. But mm-hmm. we don't know how that's going to work out yet.
The former.
Yes.
How all many right. formers for you? Just one?
Pardon me?
You only been married once?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at the bottom of the playoffs.
Okay.
I met a friend here who's on number four.
Okay. Yeah. We're not bringing that up, but anyway, yes.
Thank you. You're yes. wanted at the pork chop booth.
I understand.
Yeah, thank you.
You're our most loyal listener.
There's a new trend in NFL, Pat.
What's that, Joe?
We've had two more Hamlin-like situations where they stop the game and they have to bring out all the medical crew and try to save somebody's life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid the whole season might be like that because they're afraid if somebody dies.
Everybody gets a hit.
Yeah.
So
the game's too violent. They're too big and too fast. There's too violence.
Yes, and they stopped one of them, right, with 8.5 minutes to go, showing the importance of, even though I don't think either of these were life-threatening, right?
Hopefully not. In fact, the one guy, he left the hospital on his own feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's okay, but this is going to happen more often.
Yes, and they're trying to eliminate very vital parts of football to counter it, but it doesn't work. For instance, for now, you can just if they kick the ball down to the 3-yard line.
Yep.
So because they want you to return it, now all you have to do is fair catch it.
Yep.
And they'll bring it out to the 25. Uh-huh. They're trying to eliminate the kickoff return, which is a fine part of football, and they're convinced it causes more injuries. But
I know we've talked about this before, but I want to bring it up again. I think the game is going to suffer because of too many coaches. There's too much chaos on the sidelines.
Yes,
22. There really is.
We have 22, Joe.
And they're up in the booths.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Now add to that a growing number of medical personnel, which you'll see an increase in that. And I don't know. It's losing its vibe somehow.
And they all got different iPads. If I was a player, I'd say, stay away from me. You know,
they got to look at an iPad.
Nine iPads.
Now, if you notice that all sports are doing that now.
Oh,
hockey players.
Baseball.
Hockey players don't know how to even use an iPad. And they're handed iPads.
Yes.
And they're pretending they can work it.
And baseball, of course, the dugout is full of them now.
Oh.
How did he strike me out?
Well, let me look at the iPad.
He struck you out because you chased a curveball that was a foot and a half out of the strike zone. That's how he struck
you
out.
Well, that was a couple of games won by walks. That was not good. That was not exciting.
That game yesterday, I said that Tom Kelly has four ways that a baseball game can be decided.
I'm aware of those. Yep.
You beat them.
Right.
Number two,
they beat you.
Number three, you beat yourselves.
Yep.
Number four, they beat themselves.
That's it.
Yesterday was number five. you beat yourself and still win. Yep. Was the yesterday they were. They,
you beat yourself and still won because they beat themselves more than you beat yourself.
It which was a that was a mess.
Great base running by your local.
Oh, it was, especially Solano. So he's at second. The guy at third has nowhere to make a play. The runner's scoring. The guy at third's kind of casually just, you know, say, okay, he's going to eat the ball. Here comes Solano running over and says, tag me real quick. And I saw him trying to defend himself on that play. And
Gallo didn't look like the sharpest pencil in the box either.
No. No. No, he was, he was hoping that the guy fell into the dugout, I guess. But,
right.
Anyway, yeah, that wasn't too good. But I would have given Solano the poorest base runner.
Whose dugout did he fall into?
The Twins.
Why didn't they just pull him down and stomp on him on the concrete floor?
Mock would have done that.
Yeah.
Mock had the rule changed, you know.
I know.
Mock karate chopped the guy who reached into the dugout, and then they made that illegal. The guy went over there and
Well, now you have to help them in the name of equity.
Yeah.
Equity and diversity and inclusion.
They do once in a while if a guy goes tumbling in there. Okay, they all catch him.
That reminds me of something.
What?
I don't approve of position players pitching in a mop-up role. I don't care what the score is. You're telling me you've given up. You don't want to win.
Well,
I disapprove.
There's certain situations, but it is not. It is not new.
No, I know.
It's been 20 years. They've been.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I
don't want any part of it. Bring out a pitcher.
We used to laugh though when Williams Astudillo did that. When the turtle went out there and did that, we thought it was pretty funny. But it's being used too often. We're too worried about the bullpens. We are too. You know, there is a great deal of concern about the bullpens.
Well, I'd be pretty worried about ours right now.
They've had a.
They got the hated Guardians in town for the crucial series.
Yeah,
huh?
It is. If you beat them 2 out of 3, they're gone. But if you give them life, you know, I don't know. This is still a very flawed team, but
is Buxton ever returning?
Who knows? The idea of him playing center field again and being in the outfield so you don't have to waste the DH spot on him. There has been no evidence, if you watch pregame workouts, that he's out running around catching fly balls.
You haven't seen
him. Now, maybe earlier in the day when nobody's there, he's doing that. But at this point, there's been no evidence that either having him even shag fly balls yet, much less.
What are we worried about this time? A groin pull or something?
I don't know. What is it? I can't keep track. I'm not quad or something.
Can we go back to the Vikings for a moment?
We certainly can.
Were they 0-4 in the practice games?
Three.
We only played three.
Three.
Yeah.
How'd you like to have sat in that place on Saturday at noon? I don't understand how you could do that.
No, I don't either.
It was too nice out.
But if you got to give the credit, public credit, right, Reavers? If you wanted to buy tickets for that game on Friday night, you could have got them for about $4.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm thinking at some point on Saturday, they might have paid you
to come
in to watch the game.
Yes, it was. I can frankly say three Viking exhibition games, I did not watch a minute.
I didn't either.
So.
Two of them I forgot were on.
I only saw a portion of it because we were watching the heated matchup between the Faribault Falcons and Waseca Blue Jays tennis match on Saturday where my niece was playing. We stopped for a bite to eat, and it happened to be on in the restaurant.
How did your niece do?
We split. We lost to Stewartville, and then we came back and beat Waseca. Mm-hmm. So not bad.
I went to the state tennis, the girls' state tennis meet, last fall, over on that place in South Minneapolis, that tennis center, which is
Nicola Tennis Center.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Whatever it is, someplace. It's an inner city tennis center.
Yeah.
And my cousin's daughter was playing for St. James, and saw her win a match.
Is she pretty good?
She's okay.
Yeah.
She was okay.
Did you ever play a lot of tennis?
No, too many home runs.
Yeah.
You know, if you play tennis, you got to have somebody who hits the ball back to you.
Yeah, you don't want to run around.
Yeah, but there's no fun in chasing the ball after, you know, it just.
After somebody hits a home run.
And then especially if there's most of the tennis courts would have the fence back there.
Yeah.
And then you, what do you do when you only brought three tennis balls and they're all over the fence?
That's right.
You gotta. So it didn't work out.
You gave it a try, though.
I did. It was not. It was not successful.
Yeah.
It was just. I didn't get the whole concept of it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hit the ball on a line down there. Did not. Remember when we were late 70s, though, we were building tennis courts all over the metropolitan area?
Yep.
Now they either have weeds on them or they've repurposed them.
They've been torn up.
Or they're now turning them into pickleball courts.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I was unaware of until Saturday, do you know that in this case, the girls, they self-officiate?
I didn't
know that. Yes, they did.
If the ball is out, you're calling it yourself. So it's the honor system, the Patrick Royce honor system.
Yes. And do they do? They probably do that in boys too.
I would guess so. Yeah, I would guess so.
So I saw that. I don't know if you can bring in an official if they don't agree.
If there's a dispute, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I know that in our match, one of the one I saw last year, one of the players was upset with the other kid. So that could create some dissension, couldn't it?
I saw the Wild coach yesterday, and I wanted to. Talk to him. I wanted to tell him about his failed power play.
Okay.
But I thought that would be inappropriate.
Your thing is shoot more.
They're confusing puck possession for competence. It's one thing to just keep passing it back and forth. Yes. Why don't you go that way where the guy has a net and shoot at him?
Yes, they do. They're always looking for the open shot.
No, just go and fire it off some guy's knuckles or something.
You gotta run the Moscow power play, which is you keep the puck over here on the left side, you keep it moving around, and then some guy sneaks in.
Yep.
Because get everybody concentrating over there and sneak him in on the backside and give him a shot there. But their power play basically beat them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Last year. Is this your first visit to the fair this
year?
Yes,
it is. It's my first one. And
one and only.
Let me once again say the greatest invention in the history of the state fair is the Hubbard Shuttle.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Because the lineup today to try to find a parking spot, if you drove here directly, you can't leave scenic Golden Valley like me and be parked within an hour and a half.
No, you got to go to the studio, take the shuttle.
Yes, it's the only chance.
And I normally relax on buses and leave it up to Bussy. It's his problem to drive, but it's so thick out there, I get worked up.
You do?
Yeah,
you
come on, let's go here.
You start giving a little advice?
Yeah, let's go here. You know, honk the horn, do some damn thing. But
we had a smooth ride over here. It was fantastic.
Because, you know, if Joe doesn't ride the bus.
But if I did. Yeah.
That was that's the greatest moment, because not only do the Southwest, what was the name of that? Southwest.
Hey, you.
Metro.
Hey, I see you.
Southwest bus line.
Recognize this kid?
Who?
Right here.
Hey, how you doing? Long time no see.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Fine.
We're good.
Nice farm outfit you got on.
Well, I can't see you.
Yeah. Where were we before we? Sure.
You were commenting on the Southwest Metro line.
Yes. If I ever went to Southwest Twin Cities.
Right.
And if I ever rode the bus.
Right.
I would ride
That's what
bus.
I'm taking.
That's the part.
Yeah, well, I've been out there twice in a week. How do you like that?
Right? Well, were you out there the second time?
I went to a car event in Chanhassen Saturday.
Really? Was it good?
Oh, I had no idea. You heard of the Chanhassen Autoplex?
I drove by it, I think.
Where these guys have, it's right across the street from Paisley Park.
Okay.
And these guys have magnificent garages and equally magnificent cars.
Wow.
I had no idea. I had no idea it was that glorious. It's just fantastic.
Is this where you ran into the Wild coach to discuss the park?
No, I was at a different location.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And I bit my tongue. I held my tongue.
That's good. You know, I was good. You mentioned coaching staffs, Joe, earlier, football coaching staffs. And I just wanted to take a moment to credit P.J. Fleck and his extensive staff for selling out the home opener against Nebraska.
They did.
Is that this Thursday?
How could you possibly sell out a home opener against Nebraska when Nebraska's only going to buy 15,000 of the tickets, you know? Half the crowd's going to be red.
What did he exactly say?
Well, he said, none of this ever happened until I got here, basically.
Oh, really?
He He humbly took full credit for every ticket that got sold.
Is that this Thursday night?
Yes, it'll be the whole. I don't want to exaggerate, but they have a fairly difficult schedule, and the whole season is dictated on whether they beat Nebraska or not.
Does Nebraska got a club this year?
No, they're they got their fourth coach in 15 years or something,
mm-hmm.
new coach, but. They won't be terrible, so if you're going to be bad, you'll lose to them at home. But so far, the Flexers won four in a row against them.
Every time we're at the fair, I keep thinking the Vikings and Gophers should have had a big shared stadium right there. And it would still be good for concerts
and
everything
there was some,
else.
There was some discussion of that, I think.
Well,
but
they didn't.
The fair's got the did you see who's at the grandstand show today?
I didn't.
My brother-in-law, Chaz, over here,
yeah,
bought his tickets. He's not an experienced fairgoer, apparently. He came in and bought his tickets with his phone today.
Oh, that's the way they do it now.
He bought himself two $77 tickets to go to the grandstand tonight that include the grandstand.
Who's playing?
The Turtles, the Cowsills, other people, Gary Puckett.
It's that 60s tour thing.
Yeah, 60s at least. Some of the 50s, right?
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Who's alive?
Well, obviously these people, the group that you call the Cowsills. Yeah. They're the Cowsills.
Cowsills, whatever the hell they are.
Cowsills.
And never, I wouldn't recognize their tones, I don't. Yeah, but the other guys did.
Rainy Day in the Park, the nice, or whatever it was, I'm trying to think.
You know what's the hard part for these guys from those bands?
What?
You do, okay, you're going to put out you're going to have a show now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want to go an hour and a half. You got to do about 12 songs, right?
Yep.
These guys got to do like 35 songs.
Well, because they're all short.
They're all a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I want to hold your hand. Okay, now what? You know, you got to love me do. That takes a minute and a half.
Right, they did short songs.
They did short songs. These guys are much smarter today. They do long songs.
Yeah.
And they repeat the same chorus over and
Wouldn't
over.
Wouldn't you think the Turtles would be tired of some of that stuff by now?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
That'll be fun, though.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah,
should
are you
be.
Going?
No. I'm last time I went to the fair show, I think Jim reminded me today, we went and saw Rodney Dangerfield.
Really?
Yeah, that's got to be a quiet.
I saw Al
ago.
Green there.
The old man. Yeah. Well, I would have maybe sat through that.
Yeah, Al Green. No,
I'm always afraid of rain.
Well.
You're out there and you're getting the rain. I don't like that rain. Getting rained on during a concert.
Now, the crowd is wondering, Patrick, did you do the pre-show gizmo, or is the gizmo coming after the
show? I haven't
gone
up to the gizmo. The gizmo is so far away these days that I get very upset going to the gizmo. It's it's beyond.
Hey, lady, did you buy a broom? Look at that. She bought a broom at the fair.
You can go to the hardware store a block away and you don't have to carry it around. But that's a special kind of broom. You can see that.
Why don't you tell us what that is on this microphone?
Come on, tell us. Yeah. What does that broom do that a broom doesn't do?
This is so I can fly over the crowds at the stage.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Now, what did they
why
tell
is that
you about?
A special broom?
No, I went through the grandstand. And I needed to buy a broom anyways, but I did not want to buy it at the state fair because I did not want to carry it around. But I would rather support the vendors at the state fair than a big box store.
What does that cost you, $6?
$25.
Wow!
It doesn't look like a very good broom. There's too many gaps in the
store. Well, I think that's probably the idea of the damn thing, right?
No, there's too many gaps in it. You couldn't get dust or anything with that.
Joe's an efficient.
I know my broom. That's not a good broom.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. She says it's like guaranteed for 10 years. Best broom there is.
So
because it won't wear itself out because it can't pick anything up.
8 years from now, you're going to come back and say, give me my broom back.
Give us a demonstration. Yes.
Yeah,
I hope you're not.
Watch, it'll disintegrate right in front of your eyes.
Look at that. That is the cleanest sidewalk
I've ever seen. That's the weakest broom I've ever seen. You got gypped. That's not a good broom, lady.
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, thanks,
where
Sandy.
Are you from?
All right,
where are you from, Sandy?
She wants to go.
Yeah,
Moundsville, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you were from out in the sticks because they They always had the... My guy, Curly Furniture, he put the rubes away over here for years. Sell them. You can't get a couch like this anywhere
else. Only at the fair.
I'm not going to go through the grandstand anymore.
Okay, all right, thank you. Good luck with that broom.
Yes, right.
Hey, there's too many gaps in it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But I thought maybe it was a special material.
Well, if you it is, it's not going to work as a broom.
No, well, and, you know, she mentioned the hardware store because, you know, you guys know if Patrick had to buy a furnace filter, you know, here at the fair, he would have to bring one with him.
I would have to bring it with me.
So you know what size it was.
I made that mistake once. I went to Orville's store.
That's right.
Menards. And I saw Orville, and I got distracted, and I brought back the wrong size.
Oh, no.
So from now on, when I go, now I go to Fratelloni's up the street. You know,
but, here's what I need.
But I also show them and say, I need three of these.
You bring those in. You bring the old one in.
I need three of these. Yeah. Okay.
That's the way to do it.
The size of these.
Why don't you just write the three numbers down and, like, you know, post it?
Guys, I don't trust them. I don't trust that. I want them to see it and say, this is what I need.
One of these.
Boy, you know what? I'm having a hard time. Jim tried this. We're having a hard time getting rid of those hornets.
Oh, yeah.
We've tried foam.
That should work.
We've tried spray.
That should work.
Last night, he tried to get them at night. He sprayed a whole can of foam. Yep. They're out there buzzing around again today.
Really?
Very durable, these hornets.
They are, but I'm surprised that the spray didn't get them.
Mm. Well,
I've gotten them with spray.
They're tucked underneath the bay window. So
you got to get the spray nozzle up there.
Yeah, we get them. I don't know. These are Golden Valley hornets.
These are Golden Valley hornets. Mm-hmm.
They're native to the West Metro, yes. Yeah.
We have not had the wasps this year, but now we got the damn hornets. I don't know. They don't serve. Whatever happened to a good old bumblebee? You don't see those anymore.
They're around. You can get them.
I don't see any of them around. I don't see any bumblebees. Yeah. I'd like to see a good bumblebee instead of these other damn things that serve no purpose to mankind.
Now, are you going to come out Friday for your segment, or are you going to do that on the phone?
I believe we'll do that on the phone. Yeah. Yes, I would. Well, who knows? I might be bored as hell Friday. But
do you like to bring the DA to the fair? Or does that result in the game of flaws?
The DA did not. Choose to come today. She was.
Right.
She was busy. I think she's. Yeah, she was busy. I was saying though. I was talking to the married forever.
Yeah.
People back there
in the green room.
I would say you should turn it into the game of flaws.
Well, we could. Well, that's virtually what it is.
You have the wife tell you three of the husband's flaws, and then they can come out.
Well, the people married 40 years don't know each other. Yeah. They got nothing right. Nothing right.
Mm-hmm. Is the winner still back out here?
I don't see him. No. That was Steve and Terry from Pepin, Wisconsin.
Steve, married four times. It was an unfair advantage.
He had practice.
I said to him, you finally found the properly patient young lady. She says, that's good. I'm going to use that.
Oh, yeah,
from
you
got to
use it.
Yeah, she has patience, which is, that doesn't come into play, patience, in the game of flaws.
No.
Silence is what comes into play.
No,
patience.
Game of flaws is a result of the absence of patience.
Yes, that is true.
That's the problem with it.
That is true. We got to have one more topic here.
No, we don't have
Reavers baseball team got beat.
Oh, we could
even with a former major league pitcher on the hill for them who pitched stoutly. But you guys couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a fiddle.
Boy,
right?
We had a tough time with the new Ullum Brewers.
Man, they beat 2-1, huh? Was it regulation?
2-1 in 9 innings, yep. And I think we scratched across 5 hits, so that wasn't very good. But I will say this, and you mentioned it last week, Pat. What a great ballpark in Delano.
Oh, it is fantastic.
My goodness gracious. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to sample much of the food because I had to get the boys home because Mom said, hey, I don't want them out too late. So
are you out of it now?
Yep, we're eliminated.
One and done.
It's one and done in the state tournament?
It sure is.
All right.
I am going to go to Litchfield Saturday morning at 11 to see St. Patrick play Minnetonka Millers.
Oh, boy, that'll be
that
a good
is
tilt.
A versus B of the new order of Class B, the smallest probably city in Class B against Minnetonka.
So. Wouldn't Minnetonka lay in a lot of ringers?
Yeah, they don't have to go far. Because Minnetonka has been the power of Class A baseball for 10, 12 years.
Because you can live within 30 miles?
Yep.
Yeah, but St. Patrick's done okay. The They have enough. They had enough ringers that they moved them up to Class B, right?
Yeah, they had to move up to Class B for the first time this year. But
Joe, the state board's method of classifying Class C teams as Class B is the most. Oppenheimer couldn't have figured it out. Yeah. He could have introduced the atom bomb, but he could not figure out how you become a Class B team and how somebody like Jordan stays in Class C. But that's just the way it goes. It's not really a big deal, but it'll be fun. And fairly good attendance the first weekend. How was it last?
They said on Friday night, Delano, I forget who Delano hosted, they played at their own ballpark, and they told me they had 1,300 people at that ballpark.
That's a lot of people for a ball game.
And we had a pretty good crowd yesterday. We were the final game. We were the third game of the day yesterday, and we had a really good crowd for our game.
What time did you start?
We were supposed to start at 4:30, but I believe first pitch was at 5:25 yesterday.
I see.
Joe, did you see the time of game yesterday?
No.
4:20.
Well, yeah. But
just like the old days.
It
but
went 13.
It was over 30 hours before they went into extra innings.
Right.
It was a slow moving. Time creep. We're having time creep, I tell you.
It didn't take them long to figure out how to slow it down.
Figure out how to slow it down. That's true.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hey, football Thursday. Not only the Gophers, but state high school games all over. More Thursday games than
really?
Friday.
Really?
Because everybody... Every mom and dad wants to take their kids to the lake Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so they don't...
NFL starts a week from this Thursday.
Correct. Yes, they have a week off. They don't like playing on Labor Day because they don't get their 28 share. They get a 22 share, so they don't like playing.
All right.
All right.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Monday Night Sports Talk fans.